So this actually illustrates why you would use MPI send receive rather than MPI send and MPI receive, because if you do any sort of exchange or shift operation, you have this sequencing problem that you can't have 0 sending, 1 sending, 2 sending, and so on, and then waiting till that sending has been processed, because then nobody would process the sent message. You have to have 0 sent, 1 received, 3 sent, 4 receive, and then you alternate to get, so you have to alternate sends and receives, because otherwise you will get what people call deadly embrace or something, namely